USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the Pentagon on the 18th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks, President Trump says 9/11 was a testament to American strength and perseverance.
In times of distress, the heart of the American patriot only grows stronger and more determined.
Busy day for the president, as back at the White House, he was chatting with reporters about the sudden departure of National Security Advisor John Bolton.
He's somebody that I actually had a very good relationship with, but he wasn't getting along with people in the administration that I consider very important.
The Supreme Court told the Trump administration on Wednesday it could implement its policy denying asylum to migrants at the southern border who have not sought protection from another country. The policy is still facing some legal challenges, though, at the lower courts. For more news, check out USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.